Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm Nathan Cohn, and every other week, the host of our world music program, heard Saturday nights on KSTX, Deirdre Saravia, comes in and introduces us to another artist from the world of world music. Who are we listening to today, Deirdre?
Well, this is the seventh album released by Los Amigos Invisibles. They're from Venezuela, and the impetus for them as a band was a lack of dance music in Venezuela in the early 1990s.
And a lack of dance music is certainly a shame. So they're a dance band.
Yes, but when I say that there weren't any dance bands at the time in Venezuela, there were, of course, bands playing traditional music like merengue and salsa. There was also rock and punk. But not, I suppose, young people's dance music.
So what do they say is their style then?
Disco, funk, I would say pop actually.
Cool, let's hear something.
When I started playing Repeat After Me, the title of their latest album, I was taken aback by the mispronunciation of their name. But it's all part of the plan. It's a fun, easy to listen to album.
Y como no me iba a acercar, si es la más linda del lugar, seguro que seré uno más que miedo. Mi hermana una vez me juró que a las niñas les gusta más el más risueño y no el más guapetón. Yo ya te había visto una vez, no creas que te persigo.
La que me gusta by Los Amigos Invisibles. The opening track of their latest release, tell us more about them, Deirdre.
Well, as I said, they're from Caracas, Venezuela. Six guys who amazingly have stood the test of time. Their lineup is still the same, and they've shown some ingenuity in promoting themselves. In 1996, they slipped an album into a New York City store where, amazingly, it was discovered by someone from the Luaca Bop label. And they got a contract.
So they put it on the shelf as if the record store was stocking it.
Exactly, and about to sell it.
Very clever. It would be a lot harder to get away with that today, I reckon.
Today's a challenge to get a CD out of its packaging. And apparently in the near future, CDs will be obsolete.
Well, we still have this physical album today. Let's hear something else.
I love Mostro.
From Repeat After Me with Los Amigos Invisibles, that was Mostro.
These guys are enormously popular in Latin America, and they have received multiple Latin Grammy nominations. In fact, they've also won a couple. And since 2000, they've been living in New York. So I predict we're going to hear lots more from them.
Hope so. Okay. Well, lots more right now. Then finally, one more track.
Let's have the final track, Voltaren Dream.
That was the final track from Repeat After Me with the band Los Amigos Invisibles and the name of it, Voltaren's Dream. It's Deirdre Saravia's pick, and you can read more about it online at tpr.org. Deirdre Saravia is the host of our world music program, heard Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on KSTX 89.1 FM. And Deirdre, thanks for bringing in this cool band from Venezuela.
As always, a pleasure.
Don't forget you can follow Deirdre on Twitter at TPR World Music for more updates from the world of world music.